You are listening to Global Community Radio. My name is Nicole Garland, and this is my first show. So for my first show, I wanted to explain why I chose radio. I've always wanted my own radio station for a long time. And if you had told me a year ago that this is what I would be doing, I would have thought you were a liar. I never thought I would be recording this. For those of you listening to me who is from Tucson, Arizona, or from Arizona, I just wanted to know because you're going to hear me talk about my hometown a lot. I was born here, raised here for a while until I was about 12. And when I was 12, I moved to Los Angeles, California. And I love Los Angeles. I love their culture, but I just never really felt at home there. I didn't completely feel comfortable, you know? As an outsider, it's like, hey, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. And it was a scary transition for me because I didn't handle change very well. I didn't have friends I was leaving behind in Tucson, but that wasn't the problem. I felt like the world was at my fingertips and that I walked on the clouds because I had the desert all to myself here in Tucson. Because I grew up in the back parts of Marana, over by the Circle K down there next to Nico's. It's really far out. And that is where I grew up to love nature. When I moved to LA, sadly, I didn't have that much freedom. I wasn't allowed to have a phone, but the only thing that I was allowed to have was my radio, and I loved my radio. I used to spend many, many, many hours listening to music and stuff really late at night. I didn't want to admit at the time that I was a night owl and that I was staying up way past my bedtime, but when I was living restricted and not able to explore and have the freedom that I wanted, I had to control things like when I went to bed and stuff. So I was listening around, messing around on the radio, and a week into moving in LA, it was around 11 at night, and I tuned into K-Rock. It's a radio station for alternative rock music there in LA. And I don't remember what the hosts, Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, were talking about, but I remember falling in love with Michael Catherwood and his voice. And for those of you who do not know what this fantastic duo is, you should look them up. Drew Pinsky and Michael Catherwood were hosts of a show called Loveline. People would call into the show with love, sex, relationship, and drug abuse questions. And I loved that show, even though it was inappropriate for me to be watching at 12. I remember hiding my radio under my pillow so my guardians never catched me from watching it. And I loved that it came on Tuesdays to Saturdays, 10 to 12 at night, and I tuned in whenever I could. I knew at 12 I was already considering the possibility of doing what others did before me. I mean, has no one heard of Frasier? My guardian used to watch it with me, and who wouldn't? Frasier was cool. He was a doctor. He seemed very smart. He was a great personality on the radio. I loved listening to him, and I loved his show so much so that I wanted a microphone like his, and I still want it. When I entered high school a few years later, it was an awkward time for me. I loved Loveline, and I used to think that we had a relationship and that we were together for almost 4 years. And that every time I got heartbroken or I was alone and that I had no one, Loveline was there to pick me up. We never talked about how I felt or what I was going through, but somehow Psycho Mike always had the right words for me. He never knew what was going on. He never knew that I was bullying, but I like to think that he was there for me, and that's why I wasn't ready when Mike left. I was devastated. Dr. Drew eventually pulled the plug altogether a couple days later, and that meant no more Loveline. They wouldn't be there for me anymore. They didn't know how much they meant to me, and at 14, I understand why we had to break up, but I really wasn't happy with it. It took a long time to finally be okay that it ended, and I never fully accepted it when it ended on April 28th, 2016. I was in denial, like, how could it be over? Like, have you guys ever heard of Loveline? Have you ever thought, why is it over? It was such a good show. I heard that many fans were devastated as I was when the show ended, and I felt like I needed it, like it was my obsession, and that I wasn't ready to let go of it just yet. That is something I never fully accepted. And if they hear this, I want them to know two things. They broke my heart when they ended the show. I was so depressed. I was not happy. I didn't know how to pick myself up after that. But I also want them to know for the second thing is that if it weren't for that broken heart, I wouldn't have figured out that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be on radio. I wanted my voice to be heard across the country. I wanted to help people in the way that Loveline helped people. So I wanted to bring it back, but better. I wanted to help all the people that were left unfulfilled and broken by the show because I loved that show. It took me a while to figure out what I wanted to do. I mean, like normal kids, first I wanted to be a detective because I was really interested in like Sherlock Holmes at the time. Like I loved the books. I was obsessed with the show, the UK version. I believe that you guys should watch it. I'm really excited for a next season coming out if there is one because lately there's been some changes and there have been a lot of shows being canceled, so I hope that it continues to stay on the stay on as and I hope eventually it goes to Netflix. And then there are of course things that you speculate as a kid, like what you want to be. Mine was I wanted to be a nurse. I wanted to help people. I wanted to be there for people. I was at this time, a little interested in a lot of the scientific jobs. So I also wanted to be a mortician, and those people like cut up dead people and they like get to know what it is that made them die. And then after that, I wanted to be a forensic detective, a pathologist. And then I eventually moved on to English. I wanted to be a teacher for college and high school. And then the list goes on. So I know most of them are morbid, but I think at 12 I was deciding a lot of things. I was battling what I wanted to be in life. I was constantly changing. And the only way I really knew how to cope was to control it. So I said, this is what I want to be. And when I figured out that that was not what I wanted to be, I figured it out again. And I went through that cycle until I finally decided what I wanted to do. And that is when I came to the decision that I wanted a tattoo. And I was told that if I wanted it when I was 16, that I'd get it. I was really excited. This was before they changed the law and made it more difficult for a minor to get a tattoo. Like you had to get permission, you had to do this, that, and the other. And so my first tattoo I've always wanted is the Sword of Excalibur. I wanted it coming out of the water. I was obsessed with the Arthurian legends. And then as the list goes on, I dragged things on. I wanted a queen card on my shoulder. I wanted my name of my niece on my shoulder, on my other shoulder. I wanted angel wings on the back. I was really obsessed with tattoos. I love tattoos. I love piercings as long as they're done the right way, you know? Anyways, back to the first tattoo, the Sword of Excalibur, and being obsessed with the Arthurian legends. I decided I wanted to write a book based on that. And sadly, I had lost every copy of it, and I had to start from scratch. Throughout all the things that were going on, one thing I always knew for sure about myself, and that was that I was a writer. I didn't find out till later that I got that trait from my mom. So anyways, so I'm in high school, freshman year is around. I was offered to write stories for LA Times in their HS Insider page. I was under a Presidio name. I was under Jeremiah J88, and then I had changed it, and then I had gone through it, and I had a lot of stories on there. And I remember being very excited getting published for the first time. And if it wasn't for them at LA Times, I wouldn't still be blogging my stories. I have a blog set out now. It's called Jerry J Blog. It's JEREJAY blog.wordpress.com. And I have a lot of poems and stories on there. I really love to write autobiographical fiction, which means things based on my life, but I fictionalized them, like I've changed the names and everything. So I'm very appreciative of what LA Times did for me. I have a beautiful blog now. It's okay. I'm not getting too many people on it, but at least I'm getting some sort of recognition. That's not exactly what I want. I just want people to hear my story, you know? And so there's more than one person who fundamentally shaped who I am today, and that's why I wanted to mention a particular author. He shares the same birthday as me, and his name is Rick Riordan. I'm sure a lot of you people know who Rick Riordan is, but if you didn't know, he was the author of the Percy Jackson series, the Kane Chronicles, and those were based off of Greek and Roman mythology. Absolutely loved his stories. I love that he was able to fictionalize Greek and Roman mythology so that younger people and younger people like myself could understand it. There's still a lot of things that I don't know in life, but if it wasn't for my love of mythology, I would have never landed on the Arthurian legends. I remember loving his book so much that I had to beg my school librarian to give me the next book early. I can't say I feel the same about all books. Like, don't get me wrong, J.R.R. Tolkien writes very good books, but they are really hard to understand and they're really long. I don't know if you guys agree with me, if you don't, but the good thing that I liked about Rick Riordan and his books was his style, his passion, and his time dedicated with each book that he wrote. I wouldn't be here where I am, let alone writing, if it weren't for his stories and his books. So I really appreciated that. So back to why I decided to be on radio. For 2 years, I searched for a way in, and then I met the manager for Global Community Radio, and his name is Jason Longwa. I met him over a site, and he was interviewing women in a certain age demographic about cigarettes. I didn't know him that well, but I was really glad that I had met him. He gave me an opportunity. I was really, really shocked to find out that he did online radio, because I was like, wow. I didn't think that he would be talking to someone like me, let alone offer me to send him some demos, and that if he ever liked it, it would be on radio. So if this ever makes it to radio, I want you guys to know that this was originally a demo. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. It just goes to show that so many opportunities can be come your way just by getting out there and talking to people. And you, when you're given this opportunity, don't ever let it pass up, because if it's doing something that you love, it's really important. It still blows my mind. And so here I am now talking on the radio, which I have never been given this opportunity if it weren't for Jason Longwa. And so with that being said, thank you, Jason. I thought about a title for the show, so I was bouncing around many ideas. Nikki's show didn't quite fit, neither did some of the other ideas that I landed on. I landed on Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenager, but given some thought and some collective advice, I decided that I was going to go with Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenaged Girl, so that doesn't confuse people. I don't know how my audience would feel about this title, but if you have comments about the title or what I should do for the show or questions that you may have, I will set aside some time to answer them. But for right now, my show is called Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. Sorry if I didn't say that clear enough. It's Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenaged Girl. Any feedback that you guys have can be emailed to intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. And that's all together and no caps. Okay, so I decided what I wanted to talk about, and I'm very fascinated by zodiac signs. So I want to know what your zodiac signs are. So My Gemini, or yeah, I'm a Gemini, and my sign is usually associated with a bad connotation, and I want people to know that we're not that bad. We can be self-destructing, we can be lying, we can be manipulative people that other people think that we are, but we are so much more than that. We are passionate, we are very determined, and we are very positive by nature. We can look at things and tell you how beautiful it is, however dull it might be. Like, right now I'm sitting outside my backyard and I'm looking at right across the street at the signs on the corner. And I am picturing what a good picture of that would be because I love photography and I love looking at things and being able to see the beauty in them. And all I'm seeing is the beautiful colored lights, the very, very green of the street signs. And that's what I wanted to explain to you guys, just how I am able to express how beautiful the world is to me, even if somebody says, "Oh no, that's stupid," or, "Oh no, that doesn't look right," or, "That's not beautiful," I can always look at it and say, "Yeah, this is beautiful." So, we are also very great communicators and public speakers because of our gift to reach out to people. There are rappers that are also Geminis, and they're very impactful with their words. Like, I love listening to G-Eazy and Sage the Gemini and learning just how not alone I feel because of my bad traits. Like, I see people and I can relate to them based on their traits, you know? And some people don't believe in zodiac signs, and I completely understand that. I completely respect that. But I just think it's cool how similar I can be to another Gemini. So, I still use Facebook. I don't know if a lot of people do that. I know people switch to either Instagram or Snapchat, and there's a war on that. I don't personally associate with that, but I still use Facebook. I see all the time these little posters about zodiac signs saying which squad are you in and all that. And then I came across the ones that say what's the worst zodiac sign. This is where it got tough because the most popular answers were Gemini or an Aries. I asked people why Aries. We're really cool people. But responses were that we were cheaters or manipulative for self-gain. And all that. Although that might be true about us, it still hurt to hear because I don't see a zodiac sign that would be the worst. We are all people, you know? For Aries, people would complain that they were like too arrogant or stuck up and competitive, but they did have some good qualities as well. Like, I was recently with an Aries, and he had all these bad qualities that people were listing, but that didn't completely define who he was as a person. He was affectionate, he was loyal, he was very stubborn and very down to earth, but he had a cool personality. I mean, I can understand when people are referring to Aries as their thing called relating, but people need to understand that they're not being competitive. They just want to relate to you on the level that you were on. And if they've been through it, they're gonna let you know that they've been through it too. So they know they can tell you that they're not al you're not alone. So, with that being said, I mean, like, are Geminis and Aries really that bad? In your opinion, I would like to know what you think is the worst zodiac sign and why. Why do you see them as bad? I can't say there is a worst for me. I mean, Aries can irritate me, but they're not the worst either. So I really want to know what you think. So I wanted to play a game called Interesting Facts, and I wanted to do it on my hometown for the first time because this is my first show. I want it to be really comfortable for me. I want to settle in. So I'm going to tell you about Tucson. So, one thing you guys probably already know about Tucson is it's so hot over here. I don't know why I decided to live in a place that gets 350 days of sunshine. Like, that is ridiculous. And our average is between 87 and well over 100. It's ridiculous. And then the last 15 days are for like monsoon season and where the sun isn't as rough. I'm gonna talk to you about why the sun bothers me in a minute. But I also want you guys to know that it's the second largest city. And it was the capital of Arizona. Most people think that Phoenix was the only capital, but that wasn't true because Phoenix replaced the capital in 1912. And most people think that when they think of Arizona, they think of Phoenix because that's the capital. It's the largest city here. But what people didn't understand is that Tucson was that city a long time ago. Okay, so Tucson was a name that was derived from the Mexican term Tucson, and that meant at the base of the Black Hill. And that Black Hill was Sentinel Peak. So I thought that the name, as beautiful as it sounds to me, comes from a very, very, what's the word? Wonderful background. The heritage there, the history that's there. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I don't like African Americans. I don't like Mexican people because I do. Everyone goes through a history, and I thought it was cool that Tucson came from a Mexican and Hispanic history. So that's something I wanted to mention to you guys. So there are things you need to know if you ever visit Tucson. I want you to know that there is a store here and it's called Circle K. And it's like a 7-Eleven or a Quick Trip for people who don't have a Circle K. And they recently had to update their logo. Tourists were confused. I had a friend of mine who came down here and thought it was a Kmart. And I was really upset because I loved the original logo. It was a clear, it said a circle and there was a K. And they recently had to update it where it clearly says circle and then K. And that really frustrated me because I loved the original logo. My parents are tired of hearing it, and you're probably tired of hearing it the first time. But it just boggles my mind. I'm not saying people are stupid or anything, but it just bothers me that I wish people had known about a Circle K, and I wish that it was all over because I love that store. That's where I go when I get the munchies. That's where I go when I want an icy. That's where I go for everything. Tucson stands out for this and is very unique for that. I also want you to know that because we live in Arizona and that there's so much sunshine that in the summer we get this season called monsoon season, and I love monsoon season. What it is that direct by definition, a monsoon is a seasonal wind, and it's accompanied by rain and lightning and thunder. But honestly, I really don't see it. I see the way I see it is when it's a huge rainstorm. And after a rainstorm, for me personally, I feel like it smells good. People, the animals come out, people come out. Nature is wet and nature is preserved in its pristine beauty. And that's what I love about monsoon season. So that's also something you need to know. So please come prepared in the summer that it will probably be a downpour. That's what I mean. So, I wanted to talk to you what I meant by the sun. So, I am one of the very few people told by my doctor that I am allergic in some form of another to the sun. So, when I am in the sun for too long, I start to get bumps and rashes everywhere, and it's really painful for me. And so, I wanted to talk to you guys and help you guys get a better understanding, because when you hear people saying they're allergic to sun, your mind is probably going towards I'm a vampire, and that's not true at all. Vampires a long time ago were originated from the thought that people were allergic to sun, the sun.
And there are some people out there that can't handle the radiation of the sun, and there are a lot more worse than me. Like, I can go out with sunscreen, I can go out without sunscreen and still get rashes. But there are people who can't even go outside, that they have to constantly be inside unless it's at night. And I think it's perfect for me, honestly, because I've always been a night person. I've always wanted to live in the night. I always wanted to do what I want to do at night. And so I thought that that was really cool that I am still finding a way to live my life without the sun. Because of me coming out and saying that I'm allergic to the sun, I want to know what your guys' allergies are. I want to see how common or uncommon it is to be allergic to the sun and other things. I had a friend of mine who was really allergic to peanuts, and that made me ballistic. I mean, I love peanut butter. Like, I can't understand someone who swells up by the taste of peanut butter. So I feel like definitely she's missing her out, and I'm really upset that she can't have that. So I wanted to talk to you guys about what I wanted to do for the show. So I was thinking, because I am a teenager and things are going to be very influential for me, think that I'm gonna constantly be changing my topics, but I was thinking that if I kept the same segments, I wouldn't go crazy because I don't know if you remember me telling you this, but I don't respond to change very well. So I decided that I'm gonna keep segments the same, but change the topics every week. So I'm always gonna be talking about something personal that happened in my life. I'm always going to be talking about where I'm at or what I'm interested in that day. I'm always going to be talking about the interesting facts here in Tucson. And I also wanted to let you guys know that every once in a while, I'm not sure how much I'm going to have it on the show, but I definitely want to interview some people and get you not used to the same voice every time. So I was thinking, for my next show, I wanted to have my friend on the show. He's a flight attendant. He's been to China. He's been to multiple places. So I thought it'd be interesting for you to get to know him and the way that the adventures that he has. And the second person that I want to interview is an influential rapper here in Tucson, and I thought it would be good to get him some exposure because I like him. I like his personality. I think he's pretty cool, and that's someone I think you guys need to know. So, bear in mind that I will be taking your ideas and thoughts into account when I do these shows. So if there's someone you want me to interview, or there's someone you want me to talk about, or is there someone you want me to look up myself, someone you want more aware, someone you want, I don't know. The list goes on. But if there are any comments or questions about the kinds of things you want on my show, please let me know and I will put it into account. If those of you were fans of Loveline and you want segments on there that are similar to Loveline, please let me know. If there's a segment that you want on here that you think would be fun and more enjoyable, please let me know. I'm here to make your day, and I'm here to make things interesting. I don't want you to sit here and listen to me for 30 minutes talking about myself and other things and not have it be interesting. So, with that being said, I wanted to conclude the show here in the next minute or so. And I just wanted to let you know that if you any comments that you have for the show, I have an email for the show. It's called intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. And there's no caps. It's all together. And I wanted to see what you want to see more of on the show. Do you want to see me talking about myself more? Do you want me to delve more into the facts and delve more into things that you would find interesting, you know? Please tune back in soon. I just want to take a second before I go and discuss your self-worth. You are you. Don't let ever let people change that about yourself. You are so much more than that. Please remember that and have a good night. You are listening to Global Community Radio, and my name is Nicole Garland. You have a good night.